From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. After last night's feisty Republican debate in Mesa, Arizona, the next big date in the GOP presidential primary is Tuesday. That's when Arizona and Michigan hold their primaries.
Then there's an even bigger date, March 6th, Super Tuesday, when 10 states hold their contest. Perhaps the most consequential of those will be in the swing state of Ohio. It has 66 delegates and will be a key battleground in November.
Polls show Rick Santorum holding a slight lead there over Mitt Romney, but they also indicate half of Ohio's GOP primary voters may yet change their minds. NPR's David Wellna was at a party last night in Cincinnati to watch the debate. He sent this report.
Price Hill Chili is a down-home Greek restaurant on Cincinnati's west side. It's where local GOP leaders like to gather. So in the same room where Newt Gingrich made a campaign stop 2 weeks ago, 10 Ohio Republicans sit around drinking beer and watching the candidates debate on TV. Alex Triantafilou is chairman of the Hamilton County Republicans. The latest phenomenon in southwestern Ohio, he says, is Rick Santorum.
You know, what we've seen really is that we've seen that Governor Romney has a terrific grassroots organization in place. But I will tell you that Senator Santorum is playing catch up. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that there is a tremendous group of supporters for him. So it's sort of coming together for him.
One of those helping it come together is Tracy Winkler, Hamilton County's clerk of courts.
Today, and I say today because I've changed my mind several times, today I would vote for Rick Santorum.
Winkler says it's been a wrenching back and forth.
Initially, I wasn't kind of sticking to my conservative roots, and I thought I could vote for Romney, and then I thought Gingrich, and really have just kind of seen his campaign kind of falling apart. So I really feel like right now it's Santorum. But we have a few days to go, so we'll see.
Another local official, Tony Rossiello, says he and his wife were also once Romney supporters. She now backs Santorum, and he now prefers Newt Gingrich to Romney.
There was just something missing from it. I don't know really what to put my finger on it. Maybe a little bit of plastic. Something just didn't jive with me. There was a more emotional connection with Speaker Gingrich. And that's something that just stayed with me. It was a gut feel.
Meanwhile, the former Massachusetts governor is arguing a point on the TV screen above Rossiello.
And I believe women have the capacity to serve in our military in positions of significance and responsibility, as we do throughout our society.
Bill Miles is enraptured.
I'm supporting Governor Romney wholeheartedly.
This 53-year-old retirement planner is confident about how this contest will play out.
At the end of the day, of the end of the primary process, Governor Romney will be standing tall as a choice that will unite conservative Republicans, moderate Republicans, and independents and defeat Barack Obama.
A conservative Republican nearby disagrees. George Bruneman is the co-founder of the Southwest Cincinnati Tea Party.
If you nominate Mitt as our guy for the conservative side, you totally take Obamacare off the table because he's essentially the author of Obamacare. And from a Tea Party perspective, why in the world would we want our only two choices to be the only two men who have signed into law universal health care?
This southwest corner of Ohio has many Catholics and other evangelical social conservatives. There are centrist Republicans as well, like electrical engineer John Eby, who's also not sold on Romney.
I'm torn. I'm a moderate. You know, I'm looking at Newt saying, there's a guy who can bring us together, but I'm not sure he can win. And I'm looking at Santorum saying, God, I just don't know enough about this guy. So for me, it's all about homework now. I got to go out and do more homework.
Eby has a dozen days to make up his mind. Voters here will then decide who wins the biggest contest to date among this year's likely battleground states. David Wellna, NPR News, Cincinnati.